the founder and director of Christian Crusade, America's largest anti-communist movement dedicated to the survival of the church and freedom. Now speaking for Christ and against communism, Dr. Billy James Hargis.
Jesus Christ is still the hope of the world. For the next few days, we are going to give you a series of messages on the racial crises in the United States today. Now, we believe that communism is behind this current racial crisis. We believe that if you really knew the people who are directing this racial crisis across the country, these demonstrations, this violation of law and order, you would find the gory hands of the communists. Now, some of the integrationists in our country insist that the communists are merely pointing out America's racial shortcomings, and in so doing, do the nation a favor. We had even heard the contention that it is all right for Americans to cooperate with communist fronts in racial integration activities because it is such a good cause. Now, we need to know, my friends, who is really behind this problem. Are the communists involved? In examining the evidence of America's racial problems, we need to consider the question as to whether the communists are merely taking advantage of a situation or whether they also are an important influence in creating and expanding racial strife in America. Now, everybody knows that the communists divide and conquer. They have no real interest in the American Negro. Their only desire is to agitate and divide this nation, turn religion against religion, race against race, so that they can conquer us. They get us fighting on the front porch, they come in by the back porch. Now, the thinking Americans should dig to the roots of this problem and forget all about these idealistic views that the liberals keep bringing up so hypocritically, and ask yourself the question concerning racial strife in America's future. Are the communists involved? Informed Americans know that intense communist interest in any phase of American life or problem is for a substantial reason, the reasons benefiting communism. Consequently, an examination of facts relative to the racial problems in our country is necessary to a clear understanding of the problem, what's behind it, and where it's going, where it's leading our country. In the Communist Worker, May 26 this year, the communists of America were informed that the current Negro uprising in America was central to, quote, our entire national present and future. A feature editorial in the June 30th Communist Worker told the communists, quote, nothing in the affairs of our nation is more important than this great racial strife that is rolling over our country like a mighty wave. This communist editorial spoke of our nation's race strife as, and I quote again, this great revolutionary democratic struggle which is making radical changes in our nation in our days. In short, America's determined enemies consider the current racial strife, which is sweeping over our nation, as the key to their takeover of the United States. The communists are looking upon this racial agitation as the wedge that will enable them to enter the door of the White House. Furthermore, the communists claim that years ago they were the instigators of this shameful mess in America. An article in the Communist Worker, June 30, 1963, made this claim, and I quote, it was the communists who, for the first time in the 20th century, projected the Negro question onto the national political scene for solution. Before the Communist Party came into being in 1919, the question of equality for the nation's Negro citizenry had been pigeonholed since 1876. Now, the article went on to explain that the communists understood that our country could not move forward to its destiny, meaning communism, unless the commitment of the Civil War was honored. Since we cannot take the word of the communists, we must dig into the factual background for ourselves. According to the late Joseph Zach Kornfetter, former communist leader, communist activities among American Negroes started around 1921, and, as he said, were prompted by a letter sent to the American Party by Nikolai Lenin, who was the first Soviet dictator, or communist dictator, in the Soviet Union, in Russia. The Communist International meeting in Moscow during 1922 declared, the Negro problem has become a vital question of the world revolution. So long before I was even born, most of my audience was born, the communists realized the key to overthrowing this government would be racial agitation. So the Communist International in 1922 set the blueprint for the destruction of the free world through or via
racial strife. During the 1920s, a communist leader by the name of Joseph Pogany came to the United States to advance the communist cause. Pogany was the leader of the Red Terrorists in the first Red Hungarian Revolution under Bela Kun. In the United States, he went under the name John Pepper and was attached by the Comintern to the leadership of the U.S. Communist Party. He was also a member of the Communist Negro Commission. During 1928, a booklet by John Pepper entitled American Negro Problems was published for the Communists. In this booklet, Pepper told the U.S. Communists that, quote, the Negroes of the South are disfranchised politically. And he called their attention to the tremendous revolutionary possibilities available to the Communists through exploiting this situation. Again, the Communists had no real interest in the Negroes. They would exploit the racial issue in order to divide the country and ultimately take over. This criminal agent informed communists in the U.S. that one of their biggest tasks was to extend their activities to the solid South. Communist leaders further developed their satanic scheme to use American Negroes at the Sixth World Congress of the Communist International, which was held in 1928. The May 3rd, 1929 issue of the official Communist International publication entitled The International Press Correspondence told communists that the struggles of the black toiling masses in Africa, in the United States, and the world over, were links in the chain of the world revolutionary struggle. The role of the Communist Party, they said, is to draw these oppressed masses, the Negroes of the world, into the Communist World Movement. Also during 1928, the Communist Party in the United States published a list of demands on the Negro question in the May 26, 1928 issue of the Daily Worker. The communist racial strife plot in the United States included exploiting all racial inequities and injustices, real or imagined, to create a picture of national oppression which would serve as the basis of the red theory that American Negroes are an oppressed nation within a nation, and therefore entitled the right of self-determination. This plan for a Negro Soviet Republic in the South was rejected by Negro leaders in America, and in turn these leaders were attacked by the communists with names such as enemies of the Negro masses. As a result of the rejection by Negro leaders of the Negro Soviet Republic in the South idea, communists modified this demand and adopted a strategy of working for a people's front among Negroes. Now let's review what I've said. Here in the United States, as a result of the communist Sixth World Congress in 1928, they decided that they would promise the Negroes of this country, if they would follow the communist banner, that they would give them the Southland as a Negro Republic when the communists took over the White House. Well, many of the leading Negroes of the South rejected this idea. So the communists dropped this plan, and they started luring or wooing the Negro leaders with another handout or another suggestion. However, now comes along a movement called the Black Muslims. You've read a great deal about them in the last few weeks and months. Now, the Black Muslims have resurrected this original communist plan of 1928. They're now telling the Negroes of America, if they will again follow the communists or other Black Muslims, they will give them a nation within a nation. They'll give them the South for a black republic. So the black republic idea, originally initiated by the communists in 1928, is being promised the Negroes again that they'll overthrow their white slave masters and follow either the black Muslims or the communists. Now, since the basic goal of the communist plot is to destroy free enterprise, communists expressed opposition to Negro business from the start. In his 1928 booklet, American Negro Problems, John Pepper gave the communists some 1924 statistics on Negro businesses. And he advised them, and I quote, this Negro bourgeoisie is closely tied up with the white bourgeoisie, is often the agent of the white capitalist. In his book, Color Communism and Common Sense, Manning Johnson said that Negro business was a bulwark against communism, and that consequently, the communists seek to discredit, discourage, and liquidate Negro business. Manning Johnson, who did much great work in exposing the communist plot after leaving the party up until the time of his death, explained in his great book, Color Communism and Common Sense, the red technique of creating hate among Negroes. He wrote, and I quote, the red propagandists distort the facts concerning racial differences for ulterior motives. All the right is not on the Negro side, neither is all wrong. The same holds true with regard to the white man's side. The repository of good or evil is not to be found in any particular race. White men sold white men as slaves. Black men sold black men as slaves. Black rulers are no more humane than yellow. Red are white leaders. Neither are they less brutal. The placing of everything right and just among the darker races is a dastardly communist trick. to use race as a means of grabbing and enslaving the whole community. Moscow's Negro Tools and the incitement of racial warfare in the United States place all the ills of the Negro at the door of the white leaders of America. Capitalism and imperialism are made symbols of oppressive white rule in keeping with instructions from the Kremlin, end of quote. Manning Johnson went on to say in this book that this red trickery gave the Negro a persecution complex and a warped belief that the white man's prejudices, the white man's system, and the white man's government was responsible for all of his problems and troubles. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to send you a copy of this book by Manning Johnson. This book is called Color, Communism, and Common Sense. And you can have a copy of this book by sending a contribution to help us pay radio time and pay for the cost of printing these books. The Christian Crusade, Tulsa 2, Oklahoma. Now, I'm not going to specify any particular amount. This is a full-length book, not a booklet in our tract, but a full-length book. We will send you a copy of Manning Johnson's great book, Color, Communism, and Common Sense, if you'll send a contribution to help Christian Crusade. You need this as a textbook for this series of messages. Write Christian Crusade, Tulsa 2, Oklahoma. That's Christian Crusade, Tulsa 2, Oklahoma. Ask for the book by Manning Johnson, Color, Communism, and Common Sense. Now, our convention is over. We had a great convention.